I was at a nursing student pinning ceremony to honor the graduates. And one of the students explained that she helped support her daughter when her daughter entered the nursing program. And then she came to the college and earned her degree. And it was observing her daughter go through the program and be successful that she realized, I want that for myself too. And so it's just a really great story of, you know, I've taught classes where I've had a mother and a son in the same class. And I just think there's lots that a community college can offer, not just our traditional students who graduate from high school and come to us right after graduating from high school, but we have a lot to offer adult students as well.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Maltby. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, my special guest is Dr. Jonathan Dryden. Dr. Dryden is provost and vice president of academic and learner services at Lorain County Community College. Previous to that, he served as a professor of English and dean of the Social Sciences and Human Services Division at LCCC. This podcast is for you. If you don't have a clear career direction and you're not sure if you want to take the time, effort, and money it takes to complete a degree. Plus, you've heard the stories about students who are in debt completing a degree. We'll be covering those topics and more with the Vice President of Lorain County Community College. Welcome to the program, Dr. Dryden.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Happy to do this.
Here's a question for you. How has failure or apparent failure set you up for later success? And do you have a favorite failure of yours?
When I first went into college as an undergraduate, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't really have a great sense of direction. And during my sophomore year, I really began to question, you know, why am I here? What is my purpose? And I just thought, you know what, I need to stop out for a while and just work, earn some money, and then reflect on what it is I want to do. And I did that. I took some time off, not very long. I took a semester off. And it just helped me refocus and really reflected upon what I wanted to do. And I think that taking that semester helped me be successful because I came back the following year and was much more focused, dedicated, had much more of a sense of purpose, knew I wanted to be an English major. And so I really threw myself into it. So I think having that time to really think about the why you're doing what you're doing, you know, was important.
Did you consider that a failure? To drop out for a while?
You know, at the time, I did think of that as a failure because the expectation was you just go and you don't stop until you finish. And so the idea of taking time off was something that I felt I was disappointing my parents. They never expressed disappointment in me, but I felt that on the inside.
Mm-hmm. But that time off for you, that semester off, that was really an important time for you.
It was. And, you know, and part of what was going on with me, and I know this was happens with a lot of students, too. I fell in love. That was another thing that was happening. And that became more important to me than the college at that point. And so there's things that go on in your personal life that affect you on the inside. And, you know, that was another reason. So, and I know that our own students, you know, many of them are, they fall in love and they have many sort of things going on in their personal lives. And, you know, how to create that balance between managing your personal life and your academic studies is always something that's a challenge. And that was something I learned about in that time off.
What would you say is the advantage of going to a community college instead of going directly to a four-year college or university?
Now, I went directly to a four-year, but let me tell you, there are many advantages to attending a community college. And I'm saying that not just because I'm a vice president here, but because my youngest, I wanted him to come to Lorain County Community College first. Why did I want him to do that? Because I know that a community college has a lot to offer students. For one thing, there's a real focus on teaching and helping students and connecting with students. And I knew my youngest son was someone who really needed that. So I made sure he came here and that he could prove to himself that he could be successful as a college student. And I also knew that it would be important for him to come here because it would be easier for him to connect with a professor who could provide him with guidance and mentorship. And so he came to LCCC and he connected with a physics professor. And his physics professor suggested to him that he apply for a NASA internship. And so that faculty member helped him with the application process, wrote him a letter of recommendation, and he landed that NASA internship as a community college student. So over the time he was here at LCCC, he did three different internships with NASA. And that experience set him on fire. He knew exactly what he wanted to do and what he wanted to be. So he went, and after he graduated with his Associate of Science, he transferred to Ohio State, where he majored in physics. And then, largely because of the internship experience, he entered a PhD program in optical sciences and is finishing his dissertation now. I don't think that would have been possible for him had he gone to a four-year school right away. He really needed that connection and that focus on teaching that Lorain County Community College provides students.
What would you say to a graduating high school senior or an adult who needs a job and thinks, you know what, school is just not my thing? Why should they consider going to a community college?
I think that there are so many more opportunities that open up to somebody who pursues a college degree. I mean, it's clear that one's standard of living, one's quality of life, one's income is tied very closely to one's educational attainment. And, you know, when you're in high school, you just don't know what you don't know. And if you come to college, many more things open up to you. And as far as, you know, adults out there are concerned, we have many programs that have been developed with adults in mind, realizing that students are balancing many things in their lives. They have work, they have their families, but we create programs that are tailored to meet the needs of our adult students. And there's a story, I love this story. I was at a nursing student pinning ceremony to honor the graduates. And one of the students explained that she helped support her daughter when her daughter entered the nursing program. And then she came to the college and earned her degree. And it was observing her daughter go through the program and be successful that she realized, I want that for myself too. And so it's just a really great story of, you know, I've taught classes where I've had a mother and a son in the same class. And I just think there's lots that a community college can offer, not just our traditional students who graduate from high school and come to us right after graduating from high school, but we have a lot to offer adult students as well.
Mm-hmm. I like to think of completing a degree like going to Cedar Point. You know, you want to get into the theme park, don't you? There's all kinds of rides in there.
Yes.
You're never going to get in unless you pay the price for that ticket to get in. And there's so many jobs, so many opportunities, so many different things that you will never get if you do not have a degree.
You never know which ride you're going to enjoy the most until you get on it. And I think that that's true of coming to a community college.
Community colleges used to be thought of as the 13th grade of high school, but not anymore. Lots of parents especially are seeing the value of sending their kids to a community college, even while they are in high school. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I know that community college have had that reputation in the past. But, you know, we have pathways now that students can enter a pathway to a college degree while they're still in high school. They can come here, finish their associate degree, and then move into a bachelor's degree program through our university partnership, saving themselves all sorts of time and money on the way to the degree. But in terms of the quality of the education that you get here at the college, I mean, if you just look at how many of our students transfer and are successful in their bachelor's degree programs, or if you look at how many of our graduates in our programs leave here and get great paying jobs, it's pretty compelling. In fact, we know we do a great job of preparing students either to transfer to a bachelor's degree program and be successful, or directly into a job and be successful. So I just believe that the quality of the education that you get here is just superb.
Jonathan, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Thank you, Janet. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Trying to make a career or college choice decision can be overwhelming. If that's you, I invite you to consider going to a community college to explore your options. Of course, if you live on the west side of Cleveland, we invite you to come to Lorain County Community College. Visit us online at lorainccc.edu. And if you're unsure about your career direction and want help with that, you can reach me at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You can sign up for that class through Lorain County Community College website. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.